In conclusion, we have reached the point in the book where we must part company. I have no doubt that there will be more stories to tell, but what happens tomorrow or the day after, I cannot say for sure. Whether Dwayne feels an itch to explore or a stronger pull to sleep in until noon is anyone's guess. It's conceivable that Twitch will want to do some baking in the morning, but she might not. She may choose to join Major Puff in some early marching drills. It's likely that Cece will be working on an experiment toward the benefit of all, but she may decide that a day atop the deck of the shipwreck, pondering the universe's mysteries, may better serve her studies in the long run. Like the armless grandfather clock talking away in Dwayne's cave, I can only tell you what is happening now. Everything else is just possibility. That concludes our One School, One Book, The Very, Very Far North. Thank you for joining and reading along with us. We give thanks to Miss Adam and Miss Scott for their planning and for all their efforts to make this possible. We hope that this brought your family together and sparked a joy of literacy. We look forward to our next One School, One Book and hope you can join us for that.